Organize Me Radio, episode 22, Organizing in New York City. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. Today's guest is Carolyn Radelant, who is a professional organizer in New York City, and she is the membership director of the National Association of Black Professional Organizers. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, Carolyn. So first of all, I am so fascinated that you are a professional organizer in New York City and that you service all five boroughs. So I have so many questions for you. But first, I want to know, how did you get started in the industry?
Pretty much by accident. I went visiting a friend's house and she just couldn't get it under control. And in a day, I was able to pull it together and not throw away any of her takeout forks and spoons, you know. And that's when I realized, maybe I had a little gift for this, but I didn't realize it. She was the one that pointed it out to me. She says, you're really good at this. Why not become a professional organizer? I didn't even know what the term meant. So I Googled and I did my research and whatever. And I realized, there might be something to this. And I started setting up immediately. And that was September of 2013. And by December of 2013, I had my first client.
I think it's so funny because I feel like when I ask organizers, how did they get their start? A lot of times it's like, I didn't even know professional organizing was a thing.
Right.
The same with me. You know, you have people that say, oh, you're so good at this. Why don't you just do this for a living? And then
right.
You end up being a professional organizer.
Exactly. And I have to confess, out of all the careers that I've ever experienced in my life, this one gives me the most satisfaction.
Mm.
You know, the most pain, but at the end of the day, I'm so very comfortable and satisfied with the job that I do because my clients are happy. And if they're happy, I'm happy.
I can completely relate with that. So tell me about your business and what's your specialty?
Well, at this point, I would not say that I have any specialty per se. I'm general because I organize both residential and commercial clients. And because my work history has been so vast over the years, I could deal with extreme clutter and I could deal with document handling. If let's say somebody wanted to set up a business, I could go into that business and put in all the infrastructure that they will need to function effectively on a monthly basis, from your accountant software right down to procedures. The only thing I don't really do in that arena would be HR. I think that's a specialty that some HR person should do, but yeah.
So then tell us, what is your process like? What is it like being an organizer in New York? I mean, I can only imagine, the car situation in New York. Do you have a car? Do you take taxis?
No, I don't have a car, and that's very deliberate. Because the transit system in New York City is so very effective, I use transits. Anywhere transit goes, I go, you know, and I don't need to worry about where I'm going to park my vehicle or anything like that. Now, having a vehicle is a great convenience, right? But it's also a great expense. And in an attempt to keep my pricing reachable, I deliberately don't have a car.
Okay.
So that I could keep my prices affordable for my clients.
So then what do you do if you have to bring things to your clients? So if you're bringing products or if you're giving them product recommendations, do you just expect them to pick it up or do you ever bring like actual products with you for their storage or anything like that?
There are a couple of cleaning items that I always walk with. You have the toothbrush, then you have the scrub brush, then you've got Brillo pads, and then I have a two particular cleaners that I work with. One's a compound that is environmentally friendly, and the other one is an industrial disinfectant product. Cleans anything. Outside of that, you don't need very much. I may need, on occasion, a mop, a broom, or a deck scrub. Okay, I have no problems taking those things with me. And I have this neat little mop bucket that if I need to, I walk it. But most of the times, the items that I need, like the mop, the broom, the dust scoop, and all that kind of stuff, the client already has it, you know? So for me, it's just to go in there and do what I do and get them from where they are to where they want to be.
So tell us what else is in your bag. I'm intrigued now.
Gloves. I've got gloves. I've got masks. What else?
I saw on one of your, I feel like it was an Instagram, I don't know, some post where you were in a full suit.
Yes. I wear coveralls because I think in order of priority, the professional organizer has to take care of themselves first. It's kind of like, you know, how they tell you put your mask on in the plane and then see to the kid. Because if you're not in good condition, you can't continue to function, right? So you have to protect yourself when you go into somebody's environment. That is their environment. That's their dust. That's their dirt. Their body has become acclimatized. You are not. So you need to protect yourself, okay? Some people, you know, they see the coveralls because they're here, they're down to here, whatever, and it's long and whatever, and they go like, oh, well, you know, I didn't realize my house was that jacked up. And I say, no, it has nothing to do with your house. This is my work clothes.
Yeah, I can completely agree with that, because being a professional organizer, it's hard work, and you get dirty, and some of the spaces that we go into might not have seen the light of day in the longest time.
Exactly. So yeah, you do need to protect yourself, and in delivering the service, you have to take care of you.
So tell me about your process when you go into a client's house. Do you have a certain process that you use?
Well, the process begins before I get there, because one of the things I think as professional organizers that we need to determine is a person's mental readiness for the kind of pain that organizing will bring to their front door, you know? Mm-hmm. And if a person is not ready, you know, it's going to be a lot more difficult for you to perform what you do as an organizer. So my evaluation process starts with the consultation. And the consultation is just a conversation that I have, that I am able to pull certain bits of information from, you know. I mean, one thing I learned really early as an organizer, and this must have come from divine inspiration, because I didn't think that I wanted every client, but I came to the realization very early that not every client should be my client.
I know that's right.
You know?
That's so for all of us, right?
Exactly. So when you talk to a prospective client, there are certain questions you ask to determine readiness, and a simple thing like, okay, so what is your end goal? What do you envision for this space? Ultimately, what do you want to see happen? If they can't answer that question, they're not ready. And as a professional organizer, that will put you in a negative position, because whatever is going on in their lives, they're going to now transfer that to you. And in short order, you're going to be part of their problem. And that's not what you want to do. You want to be a part of the solution to their problem.
Gotcha. So what challenges have you come across being an organizer in New York? Have you had any challenges with clients or just getting to them?
Actually, no, because I know that I have to travel. So Google has done it really well that you could actually map out a potential arrival time. So that makes it very easy for me. I know when I have to leave the house, You know, sometimes when I service clients on Staten Island, I am out of the house by 5:30, 6 o'clock, because I like to get started at 9. That's my start time. That's when you get the best of me. So by the time the midday rolls around and I'm a little bit tired and whatever, I've done most of what I had to do. So that has not been the challenge. The challenge for me has always been a steady stream of leads. You know, if you look at my Google My Business page, you'd realize that they're all 5-star reviews.
Uh-huh.
And there's a reason for that, because I give my clients 5-star, 5-star work. You understand? My core value for what I do is always to meet or exceed a client's expectations.
I love that. So in New York, and you mentioned Staten Island, you know that's where I'm originally from, right? Staten Island.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I digress. So in New York, space is limited. There's so many people, such small spaces, whether it's a brownstone or just a small apartment.
Yeah.
How do you find that people in New York are more minimalistic than maybe others? No. And I'm just interested to figure out how, because here in Georgia, our houses are pretty big.
Right. Yeah.
Storage. And I'm sure you have to get creative for what you do in their space. Mm-hmm. Helping them.
For sure. The thing about it is that I don't think a lot of people recognize that they have a small space, right? And the readily availability of shopping options is just off the chain. And I don't believe that a lot of people have regulated themselves. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You need food, you need clothes, you need shelter. Mm-hmm. Once you have those basics, everything else is gravy. I don't think it is necessary for everyone to be a minimalist, but I believe it's necessary for you to be actively using everything that you have in your house. If it has seen 3 seasons and you haven't used it, sell it, throw it away. You're not using it. Why is it taking up space? And that kind of mental processing, I don't think happens a lot, very regularly, to the average human being. And that's how they end up with clutter in the first place. And then, you know, part of the issue a lot of times is it's a mental issue, because some people find it very difficult to let go of the simplest mundane things. Mm. Case in point, one client I had kept the bags from the flyers that was delivered every week, every bag.
You're talking about like those like little like newspaper kind of mailer thing?
Yeah, the circulars that come in.
Okay.
Advertising the sales. Now she threw out the paper, but she kept all the bags.
What did she do with the bags?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I had so much difficulty getting her to let go of even one. But again, that's part of the process. You got to gentle people through these things, because a lot of it is behaviors that they've learned and liberties they've allowed themselves over the years, like putting dishes in the sink. Why would you put it in the sink if not wash it out immediately? Mm-hmm. But a lot of people just put dishes in the sink and then it piles up and it becomes a problem, you know? Whereas if they were washing immediately, it won't be a problem. They won't need to call me. I'm glad that they do.
But I do think that's important to note about, you know, the industry that we're in, because there are a lot of people who have trouble letting go. And
yeah.
If you hire a professional organizer, you essentially have someone that can coach you through it and gently help you release things.
Right, right. Yeah, I've come across a lot of that a lot of times. You really just have to gentle a person through it. Get them to think about it. Why am I keeping it? How am I going to use it? Am I going to use it at all? I don't think a lot of people of their own volition do that kind of thinking, you know? So part of the process, I mean, and it's not like you baby people through it. Sometimes you have to tell the truth, but you tell it in such a way that it becomes, you know, with a spoonful of sugar, mm-hmm. is a little bit more palatable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell me my favorite question to ask everyone, because sometimes I learn something new. Sometimes they're the same as mine, but what mm-hmm. are your favorite products?
I mean, in terms of use that I work with?
Organizing products.
Okay, let's talk about organizing products. Initially, when I first got started, I would go to the Container Store all the time looking for solutions for my clients. Mm-hmm. I think I had been to the Container Store about maybe 5 to 7 times. And on the 7th time, I realized, this is not going to work for my clients because the Container Store is designed for people who are already anal in their perspective. I'm going to buy this box. I'm going to put this here. And that. My clients are not those people.
Okay.
So part of the thing is I don't really go for a product per se. If a client needs something and I can identify that thing and then suggest it to them, then I will. But each project is individual and unique. I can't really take anything from this project over to this project kind of thing. I have to go in there, surveil, and come up with a solution for individually. And that's what I do every time.
And I agree with that. I think that's important because a lot of times people just really need to declutter first.
Exactly.
That's the biggest problem.
Listen, I had one client that had 4 Dyson vacuum cleaners.
Oh.
And you couldn't find the flow.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so the problem was not the vacuum cleaners, right? So I didn't really need to go with anything. She had everything. She just had it.
She just had too much of it.
Yeah, that too.
To use in your house though to keep your systems in place?
All right. I always go a little up. What I realize is that a lot of people don't use their up space. Mm-hmm. So those metal shelving, mm-hmm. it looks a little industrial. I like them. And the reason I like them is that you could use it, do your space up. And if for any reason that changes, let's say you move from an apartment to a house and you don't really need it where it was before, it's something that you could use to organize your basement, all right? And if you don't need it at all, it has great resale value. So you can put it on one of those selling apps and recover some of whatever you would have spent from an item that you may have had unused for some years. So that's one of the things that I look for. And every now and then, I am my own client. One of the things that I really love is your grandma's mop.
Mm.
You know, those old-fashioned cotton mops?
Mm-hmm.
They really do the job. All those fancy other things, I call them toys because they're so frustrating. A lot of time, the design is not good, and it does not give you what you need. And yeah, I am a professional organizer that cleans so that at the end of a session, my client does not have to now call in a cleaner because I did it. All they have to do is sit and enjoy the space and hopefully maintain it.
I love that. Okay, so now tell me, what is your greatest achievement as a professional organizer?
Wow. I think, although I knew I was good at it, coming to a place of accepting that I'm really, really good at what I do, because sometimes I work alone, sometimes I work with other people. And the most I've ever had on a team at any one point was about managing seven people. All right. And in working with people, things that I do instinctively, like okay, if I go into somebody else's environment and I'm shaking out a sheet or a piece of cloth or whatever, I'm not going to do this because that just spreads the dust around, right? And you don't want to do that. And I see a lot of times when I work with other people, I have to tell them not to do things like that. Mm. Like if your gloves get busted, don't continue working. Stop. Change, wash your hands, change your glove. Mm-hmm. You need to protect you first. You know, and they never have to worry because I always walk with supplies for anybody who works with me, except for the coveralls. That's mine.
All right. Well, if you guys are listening, if you're in New York, you got to hire Carolyn because she is it. She is it. Carolyn, thank you so much for being on. And can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
Well, definitely. I will give you my phone number. First of all, it's 917-501-2410. You can also find me at my Google My Business page, which is g.page/Carol Radilla. That might be a little difficult. So if you could spell that out, that'd be great. You can also find information about me at cluttersolved.com, which is my website. That would be CluttersolveD.com.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Organize Me Radio. Check us out next time for an all new episode.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me today. And make sure you follow me on all social media platforms. And remember, get organized, go further. You're listening to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson.